Now for a special look back at the past year in Ambridge. Join Caroline Pemberton and friends for Drinks at the Dower House.
Refills, Julia.
Thanks.
How about you, Christine?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you, Caroline.
You can manage a mince pie, though.
I'd love to, but I daren't.
Got to leave room for lunch.
Oh, of course you can, to the Laurels. How's Tom settling in?
Very well, as far as I can gather.
Yes, he's loving it.
I think in the end, even he had to realise the cottage was getting too much for him.
Yeah, especially now there's no Hayley next door.
That's right, she did so much for him.
He's very fond of Hayley, isn't he?
Looks on her almost as a daughter, I think.
Rather more than that, I suspect. Do you remember that business with the marrow at the flower and produce show?
Yes. She really thought she was in trouble.
Hayley? I want to have a few serious words with you.
Oh, I see.
What do you see?
You didn't want to bore me out in front of Tommy.
No, not at all. I wanted to talk to you about marriage.
Oh.
Now, I know you think I'm old-fashioned, and some folks may have made a few remarks about you and John living over the brush, as we used to call it.
Our mum calls it that. It must be difficult for you to understand, being another generation and all.
Mine was a lonely life until Prue come into it.
Oh, but you found her in the end. That's what matters, really.
It wasn't easy for us, though. There's some folk in this village who still thinks I shot a man because he was paying court to my Prue.
You never...
No, I didn't. It was an accident. But some thought me capable of it.
I didn't know any of these.
No, well, some things is best forgotten.
Oh, you poor thing.
Anyway, I survived. So swapping marrows is not such a terrible thing to have on your record, Hayley.
Oh, just feel plain stupid.
You're not stupid. In some ways, you puts me in mind of my Prue when I first met her.
I do?
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh.
And I never knew I had such strong feelings inside of me.
Oh, and you still have them, don't you? I can tell.
When I look at her, I still see the same Prue that took my heart all those years back. So all I want to say to you is, in the end, what matters is being with the one you really love. And I'm sure marriage will come along for you in good time.
Thank you, Mr. Forrest. You do miss her, though, don't you? I mean, I know you visit her at the Laurels as often as you can, but I mean, it can't be the same as living together, can it?
Sometimes I wakes up in the morning and it feels like part of me just ain't there anymore. The best part of me.
You make me realise how lucky I am to have found John.
Then you hang on to each other, Hayley, come what may.
No wonder Uncle Tom was so upset when they split up.
Quite. It's rather ironic, really.
Just the moment when he's finally reunited with Prue. Oh, Sean, have you got it?
Well, no, actually, I went to Grey Gables. I saw Roy. He looked everywhere. I'm afraid he couldn't find it.
Oh, no!
He couldn't find what?
Part of the reason for this party is to make a special presentation to Mr. Woolley.
To mark his 35 years in Ambridge.
On behalf of all the staff at Grey Gables. I managed to get hold of a rare bottle of malt.
Oh, how lovely.
Stupidly left it at work.
Oh, and now it's gone missing.
It can't just disappear. Where on earth is it?
Nobody's sure, but seems Higgs didn't turn up for his shift this morning.
Oh. Ready for me to play the guitar now, Caroline?
No, Eddie, I told... Sorry, but...
Oh, I brought it along specially.
Yes, you mentioned it.
Several times, but now it's not...
Sorry to interrupt, but did you know the punch bowl's nearly empty?
What?
State you're not surprised.
Oh, heavens. Oh, Sean, you couldn't possibly...
Yes, no problem.
A nice drop of punch, that one.
What on earth am I going to do?
Is this the stuff to go in it?
Yes. Anything on that table?
Okay.
Oh, careful, Jamie.
Don't worry, Caroline. I'll pick those things up and I'll try to keep Jamie amused for a while.
Thanks,
Jamie.
Christine. Oh, this is turning into a nightmare, Sheila. I'm not sure I can cope.
Oh, of course you can.
Caroline, what on earth's going on?
You definitely can't cope.
I understood that when Sean came back, we'd be making the presentation.
Yes, that's right,
well, is
Linda,
something wrong?
There is a slight problem.
There are several, if you really want to know. One, I've had a hyperactive 2-year-old dumped on me for the morning.
Yeah, Sid and Kathy haven't got a babysitter.
Two, Eddie Grundy keeps pestering me to play his guitar. And three,
Hicks has drunk Mr. Woolley's present.
What? I don't know what to do. I really don't.
Well, the first thing is to stop panicking.
Oh, that's all very
it's
well.
It's at moments like this, Caroline, that your right-hand woman comes into her own. Now, Robert has several bottles of malt laid up in the cellar at Ambridge Hall.
Don't you mean laid down?
Not quite as good as the wine you bought, of course, but perfectly acceptable to the average palate. Now, you keep Mr. Woolley entertained. I'll nip home and get one. Problem solved.
Back soon.
Would you believe it?
With Linda, I believe anything.
She does have a knack of gumming up trumps when you least expect it.
Oh, you're right. What would we do without her?
Oh, we nearly had a chance to find out.
Lindy, come and join us.
Linda!
I thought
you
were supposed to be decorated.
Come on, come on.
You can share my mug.
No, thank you, Robert.
Lindy, this is a celebration.
I see. And what exactly are you celebrating?
I've got a job interview.
Oh, hey, good old Robert.
An interview. Oh, Robert.
He's the front runner.
What?
Yeah, they phoned me this morning.
But which job? Where is it?
You won't tell us, Linda. We'll be trying.
Now, it ain't London and it ain't Birmingham.
Robert, this is no time for guessing games. Tell me.
No. See if you can guess. It's quite far away. It's in the north. It's on the coast.
Robert, it's not... It's not Seattle.
Like? No, it's not Seattle. It's Grimsby.
Grimsby!
What's so funny about Grimsby?
For all her faults, I'm glad she didn't go.
Yes. Oh, and if she comes out with a bottle of decent malt, I'll be a... Oh, Lord.
What is it?
Graham Ryder. He keeps trying to chat me up. Distract him, can you? I think it's time for me to check on how Sean's doing with the punch.
Hey, Caroline. Oh, Graham. How nice to see you.
There you go, Eddie.
It's all very much.
How's the punch coming on, Sean?
Oh, well, I've done it. Do you want to try some?
Where? It's blooming good, this is.
Tricks of the trade, Eddie.
Oh, it's lovely. Like an upmarket version of sangria.
With a kick like a Spanish donkey.
What's so amusing about sangria, Sean?
Oh, nothing. Just a funny story Roy told me about Nelson's.
Olé, olé, pass the sangria.
Paella and chips, you mean?
Ah, good. My new marketing strategy must be working.
Come again?
The new decor, the furnishings, the choice of 10 different blends of Central American coffee... All designed to lure in the youthful punter.
It does look smart, doesn't it?
Ah, kind of you to notice.
Yeah, but what about the music?
Yes, well, that's still the experimental stage.
Spanish, isn't it?
Flamenco. It was led to me by a friend. What do you think?
It's not like a cafe bar, is it? It sounds more like a pub on the Costa Brava.
Oh, it's as bad as that.
Scores way up in my naftness writing, Nelson. Next thing you'll be putting up bullfighting posters.
Yes. You've rather confirmed my own reservations. No flamenco.
Ah, that's better.
I've had quite enough of this nonsense. Why should I have to share other people's taste in music? I've been forced to try everything from Vivaldi to Boyzone.
Oh, excuse me. What's
right. There. No more compromises.
Back to the jazz.
Ah, I like it. And you know the old saying, a stopped clock is right twice a day?
Yeah.
Eh?
It's funny. You don't even notice it.
Now, what can I get you?
Two cappuccinos, please, Nelson.
Certainly.
He did try some ghastly music.
Here. What was Roy doing going to Nelson's with Alien?
No idea, but they've always got on well, haven't they? As far as I can gather, that wasn't the only time they had a laugh together.
Stay by the door. If anyone comes upstairs, give me a shout.
You'll have to be quick.
Oh, look at this place.
It won't take him long to wash his boots.
Even his pigs are tidier than he is.
Then he'll be in for his dinner.
He won't come upstairs, will he?
Come on. Oh. All you need is a pair of jeans.
Or trousers. Anything with his waist and leg measurements.
You're okay. Hurry up.
Oh, how can anyone live in such a tip? John doesn't bother with drawers. He just dumps his clothes wherever he takes them off.
Yeah, I suppose you ought to know.
Oh, half a packet of ginger nuts. How long have they been there?
Jeans, Hayley.
I never bothered to look under his bed before. What is that?
Come on.
Hey, now, what have we got here?
What, bedtime reading.
Pig farming magazine.
What else?
He's got a whole pile of them under here.
Yeah, well, never mind about them.
Oh, that's great. No jeans or trousers anywhere. They can't all be in the wash.
Go on, try the chest of drawers.
Well, I know his socks and stuff go in the top.
Yeah, it must be the long ones.
Stuck. Jam's solid. I can't even open it.
Shh, shh. He's coming. He's downstairs. He's coming up.
Oh, that's terrific. Why can't he mind his own business?
What are you going to tell him?
It's okay. Don't panic.
Hayley? Is that you?
Hi, sweetheart.
Roy, what are you doing up here? What's going on, Hayley?
Nothing. I was looking for the tape I lent you.
You had that back last week.
Amnesia of my age. It's terrible.
Well, if you're both quite finished.
Yes, we were chatting and he came up with me. You were just going home for dinner, weren't you, Roy?
Yeah. Okay. See you later, John.
Shut the door, will you?
Right. Bye then.
Bye.
So, got your indicators fixed?
Oh, yes, they're fine now, thanks to Roy.
I see. And you brought Roy up here to look for the tape?
That's right. Your mum's still busy in the dairy?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Right. Glad to see you out of them smelly overalls.
You've got a thing about my overalls.
You ought to change those jeans, too. They're filthy.
Are they?
Look at them. Can't wear those in the house. Should take them off and put them in the wash.
Yeah. Maybe you're right.
Let me help.
Okay. If you like.
You undo the belt. There. Now turn round.
What?
Come on, that's it. Hold your breath.
Hayley.
Right. There you are then. I'll leave you to it.
What? Hey, what the hell are you playing at?
Sorry, love, I've got to rush. Got to do some shopping. Bye.
The way things turned out, Hayley might have been better off with Roy in the first place.
She was perfectly well off with John.
Sorry, got a dash?
Yeah, until he decided to... What's Caroline's problem?
Him, I think. Graham Ryder.
Oh, I never... No, he was daft. John, I mean.
Oh, I'm mucking about with Sharon, you're not joking.
So we're the only person in Ambridge who couldn't see exactly how it was going to end.
There we go.
Oops, mind the settee.
And drop a lager won't hurt.
I'm glad we came back here.
Well, it seemed like a good idea.
At least we'll get some privacy here. Mm. That's another thing about Donna's place. It's always full of her mates.
Yeah.
And the neighbours. Load of amateur vigilantes, always snooping, always complaining.
Yeah. I suppose me and Hayley are quite lucky with Uncle Tom.
Don't think he saw me come in, do you?
Yeah, he's always stuck in front of the telly by now.
Oh, you're lucky all round. Mm. Nice house. Nice neighbours, no worries about the bills.
Oh, yeah, I'll get that cash for you tomorrow.
It's all right. No big rush. I still haven't had the chance to thank you properly. There.
That's all I get.
Don't be greedy.
I can't wait for the rest.
John? How long have you been wearing that T-shirt?
Well, a few days.
Yeah, I can tell.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll go up and change.
And no need to go anywhere. Let me take it off for you.
Yeah?
Come on. Put your arms up. There. Oh, we go. And the other one.
They help you tickling me.
Sorry. Just can't help it. Let's get more comfortable, shall we?
Look, maybe we should go upstairs.
No, I like it here. And here.
It's Hayley, quick.
Oh, John!
Look, get off. Get off me, Cheryl. Give me back. Give me your shirt.
It's so to the skin.
Hello, Hayley.
How long was it going on? How many weeks and months, how many lies did you tell me?
No, it wasn't like that.
I trusted you. I mistook you for a normal, honest human being. How could I have been so stupid and blind?
Just stop. Wait a second. Let me explain.
Why? So you can tell me some more lies?
Okay, so I saw Sharon a few times.
Saw her? Why didn't you come out and say it? Go on, tell me what you really mean.
Okay, so we had a relationship.
Oh, stop poncing about. Say what you mean, or haven't you got the guts?
Look, whatever happened between me and Sharon, she means nothing to me. She's just a friend. I don't love her.
Oh, well, that makes...
makes me feel so much better. You had sex with her behind my back, but no, you didn't really love her.
You may find it hard to believe,
well, that's where you're wrong. I find it only too easy. How many times did you see her when I was out of the house?
Well, it only happened a few times, and that was the first time I brought her home.
Oh, forget it. I don't want to hear your pathetic excuses. I just don't care anymore.
I do care. I still love you. I don't want you to go.
Love? How dare you say that to me?
Because I do. I do love you.
You don't even know what it means. You think it's an excuse to get off with anyone you fancy.
That's not true.
Oh, it's too late, John. Why should I believe anything you tell me? You're not the person I thought you were. You're a lying cheat who messed up my life.
No, I didn't want this to happen. I didn't want to hurt you.
Well, that's the last time you'll ever get the chance. Now go on, get out.
You can't just...
I have got nothing more to say to you. I don't ever want to speak to you again.
You can't do this. What about our home? What about our life together?
Don't you see? It's gone. Finished. Over. Go away. Leave me alone.
Hayley!
Get out!
Hayley!
He regrets it now. He'd do anything to get her back.
I'm not sure there's anything he can do. I reckon that's one door that's going to stay closed to John for a very long time. Oh, hi, Mrs. Parford. Jamie's been taking off your hands, has he?
Oh, Marjorie's got him for a while.
Oh, good. Can I get you a drink?
Actually, I just wanted a word with Eddie.
Oh, all right, well then. I'll leave it to him.
What is it?
It's rather difficult. I mean, George isn't a great one for making speeches, or he'd talk to you himself, but... We both felt awful for a long time, and I wanted to try to put things right.
What do you mean?
I mean, about what happened to George.
Oh, yeah.
And the awful repercussions it had for you.
Flipping heck, not again.
Can you give us a lift?
What do you think you're
Oh, no.
Eddie.
Oh, what a piece of luck.
Clive or Irving, what are you doing here?
Trying to catch a train.
And he ran over you. What are you doing jumping out in front of me like that?
Well, I had to stop you somehow. I'll never make it to the station if I have to walk.
There's no trains this time of night.
Well, that's where you're wrong. 11:20, Ollerton Junction. I mean, Dad was meant to take me in his car, but the thing's clapped out again.
You're not supposed to be here.
I've just been visiting me, Mum.
You're supposed to stay in London, ain't you? Isn't that what they said?
I'm allowed to come for the day.
Well, you've been on probation.
So long as I don't stay over, which is why I've got to get this train. Go on, Eddie. It won't take you 10 minutes.
Well, I... Oh, all right.
Good on you.
Well, you picked a night to be wandering around the countryside.
How do you mean?
The place is crawling with police.
Is it?
Stop me once already tonight.
Yeah, what for?
Looking for poachers, so you see.
Poachers, eh?
Yeah, unfortunately, I had this load of venison in the back of the van at the time.
You are?
Oh, a mate of mine gets these freezer packs.
You're dealing in dodgy venison.
It's good stuff. Your Susan's had some off me. In fact, she got some for your mum and all. It was so funny.
Nothing. So what did this copper say, the one who stopped you?
Not a lot. I mean, he must have known what he was.
You didn't tell him.
Of course I didn't.
Well, it's your lucky night then, isn't it?
You could say that.
And mine too, I reckon.
Why?
Well, if they stopped you once already, they won't be stopping you a second time, will they?
You said it's okay for you to be here.
Oh, yeah. I ain't got nothing to hide. Nothing at all. But I prefer to keep me distance from the boys in blue. You can understand that. Can't you, Eddie?
You were driving along the lane towards Pennyhasset at about 10:15. You were flagged down by Clive Horriban.
Yes, that's right.
Mr. Horriban told you he'd been visiting his mother and asked you for a lift to Holborn Station.
Yes.
And you're quite sure about all this?
Yes, I told
you. Mr. Grande has already given you a detailed explanation of what he was doing that evening.
Right. Well, since we spoke to you last, we've spoken to Mr. Horriban's mother, Mrs. Ivy Horriban. She denies that Clive visited her at any time on the 28th of October.
I know what she's been saying.
And how would you explain this?
I don't know.
It's not for Mr. Grande to explain what Mrs. Horriban said.
We've also spoken to Clive Horriban. And he denies being in the Ambridge area on that same evening.
Please ask questions rather than make statements.
If that's what he told you, then he's lying.
Why should he want to lie about it?
How should I know?
You can't expect Mr. Grundy to know that.
That's right.
All right. Let's leave that for a moment.
This train you say Clive was catching.
What about it?
We've checked the railway timetables, and the last train on that evening left Hollerton Junction at 10 p.m., some time before you say you picked up Clive.
Wait, if you refer to my client's statement, Mr. Grundy did not tell you that there was a train leaving Hollerton at any particular time. He only told you what was said to him by Clive Horrobin.
Clive said he was catching a train back to London. Well, that's why I dropped him at the station.
Seems a bit odd, doesn't it? You'd think Clive would have checked the timetable.
I'm only saying what he told me. Maybe it was another one of his lies.
You must stop asking Mr. Grundy to account for the actions of other people.
So all our other witnesses are lying. It's only you who's telling the truth.
These questions are not achieving anything.
I'm not lying. Why should
Inspector, I? Inspector, if you have any evidence to show that my client isn't telling the truth, put it to him. Otherwise, let's call it a day.
Well, we've made a thorough check on Clive's movements on the 28th of October. Would it surprise you to know that we've spoken to several witnesses? And they all confirm that Clive spent the whole of the evening in London.
Oh. That's not true. He was in Ambridge. I gave him a lift.
I don't think there's any point in going over all this again.
It's all lies. You're making it up.
Eddie, just confine yourself to answering his question.
Mr. Grundy, are you sure there's nothing else you'd like to tell us?
No. I'm telling you the truth.
It must have been dreadful for you.
Yeah, it was, but...
If only George could have remembered more, you might have been spared what you and Clary had to go through.
He wasn't well, was he?
I felt terrible about it.
It wasn't George's fault.
Wishes he could have done more.
Well, oh, thanks for the thought, but it's over now. I've got the official letter this week. And in the end, it was George that helped to nick Clive anyway.
You heard they picked up Terry Fielding?
Oh, yeah, I heard. Not that it makes any difference to me either way. I don't know who he is, do I? Or to be more accurate, I don't remember him.
No, that's good. That's very good, that is.
What are you talking about?
Just I noticed that memory of yours still has a few problems recalling the unfortunate incident a few months back.
By which I take it you mean the night I was beaten up by you?
Me? Wasn't there, sorry. See, that's the thing about memories, they play tricks. And I'd hate for your memory to do the same. Who knows what might happen?
Oh, please. You're pathetic, Clive Horrobin. You know that.
You what?
You word. One of your mates gets nicked, so you come over and start trying to threaten me, just in case I remember something. Well, I wouldn't mind, but you sound like you've been watching too many gangster films.
Who says I'm threatening?
Oh, go on, Clive. Stop making things worse than they already are. You're either as stupid as you look, or you're off your head.
You want to find out which it is, do you?
No, what are you going to do? Beat me up again? On the green in front of the village shop? Oh, goodness, there'd be no witnesses then, would there?
Listen, old man. I don't have to do it where there's witnesses, do I? I hear you're back at work now. The nights are colder and longer than they were a few months ago. Who knows how long you'd last out there if the same thing was to happen again?
All right, Clive. You win. I won't try to remember anything more. There is just one thing I'd like to say.
Yeah, what's that?
I reckon you're under arrest.
Hey?
Clive Horrobin, I want a word with you.
Oh, sorry, lad. Did I trip you?
Give him a hand, Jeff.
Did you see that? That's assault, that is.
I'll bet accidents like that happen all the time with that stick, Mr. Barford.
Oh, I'm afraid so, Inspector. I really ought to be more careful.
Put the cuffs on him. He's just tried to run off. Clive Horrobin. I am arresting you for grievous bodily harm. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defense if you do not mention when questioned.
So tell George not to worry, eh?
Oh, thanks, Eddie. Oh, Caroline.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to...
Ask me to play the guitar?
No, Eddie. I wanted to ask Christine if you could possibly go and talk to the Woolies.
Of course.
And try and stall them. The thing's about time they're off to Pat and Tony's.
Oh, and you've got to keep them here until Linda gets back. Yeah. I'll do my best.
Thanks so much.
You sure you wouldn't like me to play the guitar?
Positive, thank you, Eddie. But if you do want to be useful, I think Shula could do with being rescued from your father.
No. I want to say this because it needs to be said, and I ain't said it yet, so I'm going to say it now.
Joe, really?
If it hadn't been for you doing what you did when you did it, nobody else would have done it. And I mean that.
Well, it's very nice of you.
Dad, what are you doing?
Talking to an exceptional and remarkable woman.
Oh, Lord, mate. How much have you had to drink?
A good Samaritan. who was ready to cross the road and come to our aid when others merely passed by and stood on the other side.
What, both at once? Look,
it's important. Some things must be said.
Yeah, and after six glasses of punch, some things can't be said. Not clearly, any road.
People don't realise what it was like in the dim, dark days when the threat of eviction hung over our heads like the sword of Hercules, when it looked as if the pressure was going to rip the family apart.
Warm, it's freezing out there.
Don't have to tell me.
Is there any tea in the pot?
Might be.
I've been rushed off my feet all day.
Have you?
And one of the machines kept jamming. Joe, this tea's stone cold.
Better make some more then.
Not very much. Joe, what do you think you're doing?
Sharpening me axe. What do you think I'm doing?
In here.
The workshop got burnt down. Why'd you forget?
There's no need for sarcasm.
Well, you comes in here shouting the yard.
Look at the floor.
What about it?
You've trailed mud all over
it's
it.
It's a farmhouse kitchen, not the flipping Dorchester.
Well, couldn't you take any boots off?
No.
You're supposed to be tidying this place up.
You think we'll get chucked out because the kitchen floor's a bit mucky?
Oh, shut up!
Hey?
Oh, not you. They need feeding.
William will be home in a minute.
Stop doing that, Joe!
What?
Sharpening that axe is getting on my nerves.
If you want to get warm, you've got to have a fire. And if you want to have a fire, you've got to have wood. And if you want to have wood,
yes,
you've got...
Yes, all right.
Now, listen, Clary.
What?
I've been up since 6 o'clock.
So have I.
I've been on my feet most of that time.
So have I.
I've been out in the cold and the wet.
The dairy ain't exactly tropical.
And I thought I'd come in here for a bit of a warm and have a cup of tea.
Yeah, well, you didn't think about washing up your dinner things.
Yeah, what's the point?
Well, look at it, Joe. The floor needs mopping, the pots need washing... There's a pile of iron as big as Lakey Hill, and if that weren't enough, our Williams turned the place into a flipping zoo. Be quiet!
Yeah, well, I've heard enough of this.
Where are you going?
Back out into the chill night air.
Oh, Joe, you don't have to.
I'll go and chop some wood, then at least you'll be warm.
Thanks, Joe.
And I suppose I'd best feed the pig.
And after that, you can come back in for your tea.
Don't bother, I didn't put you to any trouble.
Joe, don't be silly.
I'll look after myself, ta very much.
Joe!
But in the end, you stood together, Joe. Even with your dairy in ruins and your herd gone. It wasn't just what I did that saved you. It was what you did yourselves, too. And especially what Eddie did.
I suppose Eddie played his part.
Thanks for a lot.
He did more than play his part.
Even if Clary and me didn't know what the hell he was up to half the time.
Are you two coming in for your tea or not?
I want to get this straw down, love.
He won't let me go, Clary, love.
Oh, this is getting beyond a joke, Eddie. You go off to a forum sale first thing and you won't say why, and you come home and you build a pen in the barn and you won't tell us what it's for.
I reckon he's bought a few beef stores.
Has he said that?
No, he just keeps telling me to keep working.
Oh. The wagon will be here any minute. I want to get this straw down.
I'm telling you, Clary, I'm weak with cold and hunger.
You should at least give your dad a break, Eddie.
Oh, he's all right. Hey, listen.
What?
The wagon.
What's going on, Eddie?
We're about to find it. Here, Dad. You get the last of this straw, then. Who's going to have a word with the driver?
Oh, he'll be the death of me, Clary.
Do you reckon he really has cracked up?
Back her up here, mate.
Yeah. Well, that's me finished.
Right, help us shift these two hurdles, Dad.
No.
Then we can get them in.
I don't know why you want to be buying beef cattle at a time like this.
I never said nothing about beef cattle.
Well, he ain't sheep.
It's a grand spot, this is. Tucked away a bit. Bit of cover from the barn. Right. Yeah. Okay, mate, that'll do.
Well, if they ain't beef cattle.
Well, let's get this ramp down.
Let me have a look then.
What's he got in there, Joe? Tell me, Joe.
Ain't they beauties?
I don't believe it.
Jersey.
Real cows.
Too many.
12 of them. In calf. The finest milk in the world.
You have cracked up, Eddie. You've gone stark staring mad.
Best move I've ever made is this.
You've bought 12 milkers?
Yep.
We ain't got no milking parlour.
We soon will have, love.
What are we going to do with him, Joe?
Search me.
Told you, didn't I, Clary? A dairy farm, missus. And now we've got dairy cows back again. Whether Simon Pemberton likes it or not.
But it was what you did that clinched it, Shuler Archer. Standing up for us against Pemberton. That's what saved our farm and our family.
Perhaps
Perhaps we can leave global issues and concentrate on Grange Farm Ambridge.
Well, that's fine with me.
These chronic dilapidations that you keep reminding us about. The unkempt hedges, the leaking roofs, the gates hanging off their hinges.
Yes, what about them?
It seems rather odd that you as landlord haven't already taken steps to get them remedied.
But I have.
Oh, yes, of course. You got your managing agent to carry out an inspection. Mrs. Hebden, I believe.
That's correct.
And yet you never actually served a notice to remedy.
No. No, I didn't.
Why was that, Mr. Pemberton?
There was a mix-up.
Oh, a mix-up? On whose part?
The agent's, Mrs. Hebden.
Don't you agree that it would have been reasonable to serve a notice to remedy before issuing a notice to quit? Well, Mr. Pemberton?
Yes.
And yet you failed to do that.
I was...
You were what? You were what, Mr. Pemberton?
Obstructed. I was obstructed. Mrs. Hebden...
Mrs. Hebden?
She blocked me at every turn. Never mind what my instructions were. She was determined to protect her friends, the Grundys. Frankly, her behaviour was totally...
What, Mr. Pemberton? Unprofessional?
Just get on with your questions, will you?
You agree that it would have been reasonable to have issued a notice to remedy?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Yes.
And yet you failed to do that?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Pemberton.
Well, you will never be able to thank you enough, Shooter Asher. Never.
Yes, well, I think I've got the general idea, Joe.
I think we all have, Dad. So let's go and get you another glass of punch, shall we?
She's a saint, Eddie. If you ask me what Shooter Asher means, she's a saint.
Oh, dear. Julia, are you all right?
Oh, yes, yes. It's just Joe was telling me how wonderful I was for saving the Grundys from Simon.
He's right, you did.
Maybe. But I didn't do so well at saving other people from Simon, did I?
You mean...
Yes, Debbie.
Anyway, I shan't be long. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Would you rather I went?
No, it's nice to see you.
Look, Debbie, I don't want to pry or anything. I just... Well, the thing is, I've been wanting to say something to you for weeks, only I've never quite found the opportunity, and... Well, this really isn't the right time, but...
What is it?
It's about Simon.
What about him? Shula.
Well, when we were together, or rather when we split up, the reason was that there was this other woman.
Was there?
Yes, Harriet. He lied to me about her, and I found out he'd been lying.
Oh.
And he tried to persuade me that it was all over between them. And when I refused to believe him, he...
Yes?
Well, he hit me.
What?
He hit me.
Oh, my God.
It was just a slap across the face. Not like... I mean, it didn't even leave a bruise. But I thought... I've been trying for weeks to find the right moment to tell you.
You know, don't you, Shula?
He did this to you, didn't he?
Yes.
Oh, Debbie, I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault.
But I could have warned you. I should have warned you. I tried to, but it's so difficult. It's so difficult to talk about.
I know.
I never told anybody except Caroline. She's the only person who knows. And I did try to warn you. I was on the point of it, and then Simon walked in.
You mustn't blame yourself.
But I do.
I probably wouldn't have believed you anyway.
When he hit me, I should have gone to the police.
You think I should?
Well, it's up to you. But if you don't...
If I don't, he could just go on doing it, couldn't he?
Yes.
Not to me, but... You know, someone else.
Yes.
And it might not be just bruises the next time.
No.
I've got to do it, haven't I? I've
I've got to tell the police. If I'd been as wonderful as Joe suggests, she would never have... Oh, Caroline. I still keep thinking of what she must have gone through.
I really missed you this week.
Did you?
Yes, I've been waking up in the night thinking about you.
How romantic.
Have you been thinking about me?
Simon.
Have you?
Yes, I suppose I have.
And?
But perhaps we'd better open the wine.
Debbie.
Simon, look, I can't tell you what I feel about you because I don't know. I'm confused, and sitting here with you now isn't making things easier.
What do you mean?
For one thing, this constant questioning. I feel like I'm on trial. I just want to feel at ease.
Shall we go to bed?
Oh, for God's sake. But perhaps it wasn't such a good idea, you coming here.
Don't say
well,
that.
Well, look at us.
Okay, let's start again.
Well, we can't.
Well, let's try.
Simon, this is hopeless.
You mustn't say that.
Perhaps you better go then.
No.
Look, I need more time, okay?
Debbie, you've had time. Don't push me away, please.
There are so many things I'm not sure about.
Such as?
I don't have the energy for this, look.
You were avoiding me, weren't you?
All right. Yes, a bit. Satisfied?
Go on.
I was just about persuading myself that I might like to see you again. Hmm? And then I heard what you'd suggested to Dad.
Oh, what's that got to do with us?
Well, do you know the first thought that went through my head?
No, what?
Simon's getting even. David wouldn't support him at the tribunal, and this is his way of getting revenge.
I thought we weren't going to talk about business.
Yeah, but I'm right, aren't I?
What difference does it make? What's it got to do with us?
Don't you see?
No, I don't.
For one thing, David's a member of my family.
Oh, Debbie, don't give me that. He's a grown man, for goodness sake. He can look after himself.
I don't like what you're doing to him.
Oh, and what about what he did to me?
Well, that's different.
And what was I supposed to do?
Don't you understand?
No, tell me, Debbie.
Look, I don't think there's anything you can do.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I don't think I could ever love you. Not if you can behave like that.
That's ridiculous.
You'd better leave.
Tell me you don't mean that.
I do.
This place. Can't you see what it does to people? What it did to my father. And you are going to get stuck in the same pathetic rut as everybody else here. People with small minds who think that Lakey Hill is the edge of the universe. You are worth more than that.
Oh, how many more times? Look, it's where I belong, Simon.
Do you know what that tribunal was really about?
What? What was it?
I threatened their cozy little world, and so they turned on me, because I do not belong. You don't want to be part of that. I'm offering you something so much better.
No.
Debbie, how can you be so stupid? You were the one person in the world who I thought understood. I could have loved you.
Simon, look, just
don't
get...
Don't turn me away, Debbie.
Get out, Simon, oh. Will you? Ow!
Debbie!
You bastard! You
bastard! Silly bitch!
If I'd told her sooner...
Oh, come on, Shula. Don't keep blaming yourself.
It all might have been avoided.
You helped Debbie a lot. Oh, Sean.
I think you might like to lock your study, Caroline. What? I just found Jamie in there. He was sort of playing with a computer.
Ah, oh, thanks. I'll excuse me a moment.
Mm. You okay, Shula?
What? Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Daniel not with you?
No, he's at Brookfield, playing with his cousins. It's Josh's first Christmas, and they... What are you smiling at?
I'm well aware it's Josh's first Christmas. I remember the day he was born.
What's going on?
I need to speak to David.
You can't do that.
What's the matter?
It's Ruth. She's in Borchester General. She's gone into labour.
What? She can't
have... We're in the middle of the final.
I'm sorry, Bert. I tried to stop her.
Are you sure?
The contractions were coming every 10 minutes when I left.
Law 16, section 1. The umpire shall allow such intervals as have been agreed for meals and 10 minutes between each innings. There's nothing in there about childbirth.
I only need two for my 50.
She could be in labour for hours, couldn't she?
Second baby's come far more quickly than first.
Could it be a false alarm?
It's possible, but I wouldn't count on it.
David, it's only a game of cricket.
Hayley, keep out of it.
The game won't last much more than an hour or so at the most. Win or lose.
could all be over in 5 minutes.
Oh, you're not going, are you, David?
If you don't all leave the field of play, I'll have no alternative but to abandon the match and award the game to Leighton Cross. Law 21, Section 3,
The simple truth is, Ruth wants you to be with her, false alarm or not.
You're right. I'm sorry, Sean.
Well, it's your decision, mate.
Oh, blimey.
You'll be okay.
I'll drive you there. We can come back for your car later.
Yeah, I could have thumped you at the time.
David too, I think. Though he didn't feel that way for long.
Isn't he lovely? He's a bit quieter now than when he was born.
Well, he wanted to let us know he'd arrived. Didn't you, eh?
I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, only just.
Oh, I still can't believe it's happened. It's all been so quick.
Well, you're not complaining, are you?
Certainly not.
I hope not. Hey, I think he's waking up. How are you feeling?
I feel great. Really happy.
Me too.
He's a handsome fellow, isn't he?
Of course he is.
You're just like your dad.
Whoever you are.
Your awful parents haven't even got a name for you.
Well, it's his own fault catching us on the hop like that.
Sorry about your cricket match.
Oh, it's all right. I wouldn't have missed being here for anything. Anyway, we didn't have much chance of winning. It was just a matter of time.
But despite my untimely intervention...
Yeah, we still won the cup. First trophy the club's won for years.
Exactly. You've achieved a lot with that team, Sean. Mark would be delighted.
Well, done my best. Not that everybody appreciated mine.
Yes, but it must be difficult for Sid, as the previous captain. Well, the team never won anything when he was in charge. Then you come along and...
No, Shula. We all know there's more to it than that.
Oh, evening, Sean. John, what can I get you?
I wanted a word with your husband, actually, Kathy.
I could do with a drink.
What, my beer not good enough for you?
Well, I'd rather get what I have to say over with first.
Oh, well, so you like. Free country. As you know.
I hear you've been a little too free with your remarks.
Have I?
Well, I'm sure there's been some misunderstanding, Sean.
Well, that's what I keep telling him. Can I have that drink?
Let's sort it out then, shall we?
Oh, suits me.
You've been criticising my captaincy of the cricket team.
Yes, I have.
He's entitled to his opinion.
Yeah, about some things. I found some of your remarks inappropriate.
Oh, you know what they say. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Oh, but you did, didn't you? Left your team in the lurch.
A team I've taken to the top of the league in one season.
So you could go punting off to London to be with your real friends.
Sid, please.
What I do with my private life is my own business. It's got nothing to do with how I run the cricket team or what I do...
That's what I keep telling him.
Of course it does. You may have won a few matches, but what about the spirit of the game? How can you possibly understand that?
Oh, don't be daft, Sid. You know how well the team's been doing. You can't deny that.
Thank you, John.
Naturally, I'll expect him to stick up for you.
Why? He's just giving me a right rollicking.
Yeah, maybe, but I bet you're very good at talking young men round to your point of view, aren't you, Sean?
You what? Take that back,
no,
Sid.
Look, this has got quite out of hand, Sean. He didn't mean...
Yes, he did. You know what, Perks? You're pathetic. Why am I such a threat to you?
You! A threat!
Well, I must be. You've got a nice wife, lovely kid, good little business, friends that like you. And you'd risk losing their respect because there's something about me that scares the hell out of you.
Celebrating, I'd say.
Yeah, at least let's hope so.
It's got to be easier dealing with Brian than with Simon, surely.
It might be, if he wasn't so blooming secretive.
What do you mean?
Well, look how long it took him to let on he was a member of this consortium.
Yes, he did go to a lot of trouble to keep it secret.
Kate, have you seen me, Water?
You're going to make a speech?
Yeah, little one.
I don't know how you've got the face. You're going to stand there and present yourself as a friend of the countryside and a pillar of the community, and all the while you're selling everybody out under their noses.
Look, Kate, I've had just about enough of this.
I think I'll make a speech.
You'll do no such
thing. I'll tell all your friends, relatives and neighbours just what your real plans are.
What plans?
Plans to be the next Simon Pemberton.
What are you talking about?
You bought the land we rent.
All 80 acres of it?
And the in-hand land.
Who told you that?
Debbie, so don't bother trying to deny it.
Well, she shouldn't have. It's all confidential.
I'm not as confidential as you being one of the consortium that's planning to buy the tenanted land.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
No, it isn't at all ridiculous. It's very clever.
Kate, you can't possibly
know. Oh, but I can work it out. Who else would it be?
You simply mustn't go spreading that kind of rumour.
Why not? It doesn't matter unless it's true, is it?
You can't appreciate the planning behind
I'm glad you haven't got the nerve to tell me a lie to my face. That's something.
You mustn't tell anybody about this. You realise that, don't you?
Mustn't I? Give me one good reason why I shouldn't.
We still don't really know what him and his cronies are planning. We could end up almost as badly off as we were under blooming Pemberton.
Oh, I doubt it. Oh, Christine, what's the matter?
It's Jack. He's getting very restless. George and I had to tell him we had something special lined up to persuade him to stay.
If it doesn't happen soon.
Exactly. He and Peggy will be off.
Oh, it's all right. Look, Linda's back.
Bottle in hand.
Hooey, Caroline. Mission accomplished.
You've got it. How wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. You're a treasure.
I do try, Caroline. Of course, I thrive on crisis. In fact, Robert says
I'll
he comes sometimes.
I'll tell Jack we're nearly ready. And I... Jamie, no!
Biggie yeah. Chore!
Oh, it's all right, Eddie. I'll see to it. You pour Linda a drink. Jamie, you must... Poor Caroline.
This wine all right for you?
Oh, yes, just what I could do with. Thank you, Eddie.
That's the least you deserve, seeing as you saved the day and missed off the party.
How's it going?
Oh, not bad. Pity there ain't a few more young people here, mind, to liven things up a bit.
Well, I don't suppose John and Haley are really in party mood. Roy's working.
Heaven only knows what's up with Kate Aldridge.
Oh, you've noticed it too, have you?
Can't miss it, can you?
I'm really very worried about her. We used to get on so well, you know, but now... Well, she's so moody and uncommunicative.
Splitting up with Roy, I suppose.
Oh, I have a hunch there's more to it than that. But whatever it is, she's clearly quite determined to keep it to herself.
How could you do that? You promised, Debbie. You stood out in that field and you swore to me that you wouldn't tell anybody.
Look, I said I wouldn't tell my
You said you wouldn't tell anybody.
But look, I'm sorry.
Sorry? Oh, but that's all right then.
I only told Elizabeth because I felt so guilty that I'd let slip about her abortion.
Yeah, you're rather good at blabbing other people's secrets around, aren't you?
Oh, that's not
a brill idea. You apologised for breaking one confidence by chucking another one out the window.
Look.
And then you topped that by sending Elizabeth round to give me counselling.
I didn't.
No, not much.
No, it was her idea coming round to talk to you. She thought it might help.
I don't need her help. I don't need anybody's
help. Well, I'm sorry, Kate, but I'm not convinced of that.
What's the mean?
I mean that I've spent the whole of this week trying to get through to you.
I was working it out, Debbie.
Well, you didn't look like it. You just...
What the hell do you know about what's been going on in my head? What can you know? I was doing it all the time. In my way, getting there, making it make sense, making it real, telling myself. Over and over and over. I was doing it. I held that baby, Debbie. I held him. I held him because I knew. I thought I knew. Ruth's baby. I thought I knew. And then she came, talking about, I thought I knew, and now I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry, I only, I only wanted to try and help you, Kay. You seemed so...
Oh, I was working it out, Debs.
Yeah, I didn't mean to say that...
Yeah, okay, I know. But it has to be my decision. I have to do this. On my own. In my own time. In my own way.
I just hope that whatever it is not too serious, because I'm fond of Kate. Despite everything, she's got a lot to offer.
If you say so.
As she showed in the Midsummer Night's Dream, for instance.
Oh, you've just missed me, Dad, repeating the highlights of his bottom.
Yes, well, I'm sorry, Eddie, but I'm afraid that as a director, I didn't think your father's performance, for all its vigour, could be described as a highlight. Have a crisp.
Oh, so, as a director, what were the highlights?
Well, take Nigel and Elizabeth. I remember them turning up in the early days with this wonderful, raw, almost naked passion.
Do what?
Oh, yes, it was quite extraordinary.
Where should we start, then?
Well, how about...
Ill met by moonlight, proud Titania.
What jealous Oberon! Fairy, skip hence, I have forsworn his bed and company.
Ah, tarry, rash wanton, am I not thy lord?
Then I must be thy lady. Why art thou here? But that forsooth the bouncing Amazon, your buskined mistress and your warrior love, to Theseus must be wedded.
Ah, you're all here now.
How canst thou thus for shame, Titania, glance at my credit with Hippolyta, knowing I know thy love to Theseus?
These are the forgeries of jealousy.
You would say that.
Oh, would I?
What on earth is going on?
We thought we'd start the rehearsal without you.
Oh, excuse me, I was here. Nobody else was.
So, what did you think, Janet?
Yes, very passionate. But I think you left a few things out.
Oh, I don't think we did. Is that the key, Linda? Let me open up for you.
Oh, thank you. The others will be here soon.
But just a minute, Lizzie.
And though I say it myself, I really felt that through the rehearsal process, I succeeded in harnessing that untrammeled energy, that frisson of instinctive emotional outpouring, and moulding it into something quite startling.
Blimey.
I've got the wrapping paper. Caroline?
What?
Oh, sorry.
Are you all right?
Is Eddie's guitar okay?
Oh, yes. Now it's out of Jamie's reach. I was just listening to Linda saying how well Nigel and Elizabeth did the jealousy scenes in rehearsal.
Oh, little does she realise why.
Quite. Let me think. Have you noticed how many of the conversations you've heard this morning have been about people splitting up?
Splitting up, yes.
Well, there was a time when Nigel and Elizabeth seemed to be heading the same way.
I know.
That day Nigel took me to Suffolk.
To visit Guy's grave.
He was so kind to me. So unhappy on his own account. Suspicious, resentful. And I remember wanting so much to convince him not to let himself lose something that was so valuable.
It's a lovely spot.
Mm, isn't it? So quiet.
Guy's buried over there by the willow tree.
Ah, yes.
Oh, could you just pass me the flowers?
Mm, of course.
There are some there already.
Well, you said his family would look after the plot.
Yes. It's a shame I can't do more.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'll wait here for you, shall I?
No, come with me.
If you're sure.
I wasn't sure how I'd feel coming back here.
I can imagine. It must be quite an ordeal.
No. No, it's not. I feel... I don't know. Peaceful.
That's good.
That's one of the things Guy gave me, really. He made me feel so calm and strong.
It showed.
Did it?
You were obviously very happy together.
Yes. Yes, we were. And I suppose I should feel angry and bitter that he's been taken away from me.
But you don't.
Oh, I did for a time. But then you think, what's the point? It's hard to feel like that here, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm just so grateful to have met him. To have had our time together.
I suppose some people go through life and never feel like that.
You know, it makes me really sad the way so many relationships fall apart. People just seem to throw them away. I've done it myself plenty of times. So careless.
That's an odd word to use.
But it's true. I suppose they think they'll just find somebody else. But it's not that easy.
No.
Oh, I wish I could see him again. Oh, I'm sorry, Nigel.
No, don't apologize.
I wasn't going to do this.
That's right. Here's my handkerchief.
Thanks. Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop saying that.
It's just that without Guy, my life seems such a mess.
Nigel can be very kind.
Yes. I'm so glad they're still together.
I'm sure what you said helped. Which is where we came in, really, isn't it? What Uncle Tom said to Haley. Hang on to each other.
It's very important. But Haley and John didn't hang on to each other. Nor Roy and Kate.
No. Which was, how did you put it? Careless.
In a way, yes.
Seems such a waste.
Particularly at moments like this. Birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas.
I know what you mean.
Caroline, oh. Jack's just talking to Janet in the other room. He'll be in it any minute.
Right, I must wrap up this bottle. Where is it?
What?
I put it over there when I went to rescue Eddie's guitar and...
Oh, no.
Linda, did you move the bottle?
What? No. No, you put it
it's
down.
It's gone.
I moved it.
No, Dad.
Young Jamie was just about to get hold of it, so
don't tell me you opened it and drank some.
Of course I didn't. I ain't daft.
Matter of opinion.
Well, so what did you do with it, Joe?
We put it on the table by the punch bowl.
Sean, is there a bottle of malt over there? Sean?
Oh, heck.
You haven't.
Yeah, but I didn't think that was the one for Mr. Woolley. I thought we were wrapping that one up.
Oh, Sean!
You said to use anything I found on this
What do I do now?
Don't panic, Caroline.
You're kidding.
No, I'll get another bottle. You store Mr. Woolley for a little while longer. How can we? He's just about to walk into this room expecting something special to happen.
If it doesn't happen, he'll be off.
Well, tell him the something special is, a Christmas entertainment.
A Christmas entertainment?
Yes.
What sort of entertainment?
Well, I don't know. We've only got to keep him amused for 15 minutes till I get back. Surely you can think of something.
Oh. Has anyone got any ideas?
I thought you'd never ask. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Drinks at the Dower House was an Archer's Team production. The linking script was written by Mick Martin and directed at Pebble Mill by Kerry Davies. And we're...